Jack, great to see you here at the Regional Australia Bank National Rugby Camps.
Yeah, it's my first time in Armidale, actually. You know, to be honest, I'm probably a bit unaware of a lot about the country life. So, you know, I'm very much just a pure city boy. So it's good to come out here and, you know, get a bit of a fresh perspective from the locals. Pretty excited to be here, stay over a night and talk to some of the young rugby boys and they get a bit of that country hospitality I hear so much about.
Well, first off the bat, warmest congratulations on your selection in the Wallabies. You played against the Italians in Brisbane. To wear the cap and get a couple of minutes, you came out of the closet as a rugby player internationally when you took on the All Blacks. That just must have been fantastic in Brisbane, not only to beat the All Blacks, but to play so well.
Yeah, dream come true, really. You talk about the debut cap, that's always something you remember. But that All Blacks game, as you highlighted, was just that exclamation point. Not only, you know, because it was my first time playing against New Zealand and how legendary and, you know, the reputation that they have as the number one team in the world, but as you said, to beat them, break the drought on home soil in Brisbane in such a good game and to play, you know, a solid game from my own end, you know, I was absolutely over the moon. Obviously, you know, a week later when I got the injury, it's kind of polar opposites, but, you know, it's all part of the game.
Well, that was the surreal thing, of course. You played against the Barbarians and just would have really needed this. Not only did you rip your groin off that bone, but the first thing you saw when you were crawling off the field was a Fox Sports camera right in your face. You needed that. You didn't need a gurney or a trolley or anything, and some guy with a camera in your face. And I thought it was fantastic to see you being dragged around the field, but still, it's the end of a season, which you've got your test debut. You came back from injury during the year with the New Sports Waratahs as well. And if you want to become a member of the Waratahs, just go through the website there, waratahs.com.au/membership. Again, just to get back started and get back into the Wallaby squad, fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, we're talking about, you know, that injury. You know, obviously having that setback earlier in the year for Waratahs with my broken foot, to miss what was it, 11 weeks, then to come back, find my form again. And then to get that devastating injury in the Barbarians game. The reason why I was actually lying on the sideline and waiting was actually because of the previous injury I had for the Waratahs, and I got carted off in that game, and I, you know, because it was only the 77th or 78th minute, I was kind of happy to wait, and then, you know, as you said, get dragged off. You know, I'll take that over. You know, going two games in 1 year, getting carted off, it's a pretty depressing sort of thing. So that was my decision overall. We're all moving forward. It's a brand new year, brand new team now as the Waratahs. We've got a lot of new fresh faces. We've got a new forwards coach in Simon Cron, who's a premiership winning coach with the Shoot Shield team North, obviously. So there's a lot of excitement at the moment, and I can't wait to finish my rehab and join them.
You're a Gordon boy, so we're all not perfect, but the last time we had a chat with you, it was about 2 weeks before you made your debut for the Waratahs. It's been incredible, isn't it, just how it's all unveiled itself in 2 years. But it's not just the glamour of playing 20 caps for the Waratahs and the test matches and the tour, of course, last year to Europe, but it's also those injuries as well, which is a reality when you're a pro.
Yeah, and, you know, they kind of go hand in hand, the injuries, because I was, you know, lucky enough to avoid any major injury as a schoolboy, as an under-20 junior, and then at the start of my professional year. So, you know, there's the argument that, you know, I kind of got a bit of a head start because a lot of guys hit those injuries early. You know, 2017, obviously two significant injuries that, you know, I hadn't experienced at all, which is, you know, end of the day, it's a massive learning curve, massive learning experience. The battles you go through with your body, and you learn a lot as a young bloke about how to come back stronger and faster and fitter. So that, you know, that's a positive side out of it. But, you know, as you mentioned, you know, proud Gordon boy. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if I come back through the Shoot Shield when I come back after 6 months.
Well, if you want to become a member of the Highlanders, GordonRugby.com.au and the minefield that is Chatswood Oval away.